Hi, I'm Evangelist Felicia Wallace. Thank you for tuning in to the A Light for Christ podcast, where our aim is to reach the masses for Christ in this current day of chaos, distractions, and confusion. We have set out on this journey to encourage the weary, revive those of us who have been complacent in our faith, and redirect the lost and misguided. We are ordained pastors of the Light of the World Church of God, organized under the Church of God Ministries, Anderson, Indiana. We hope you will consider supporting our ministry by visiting our website at alightforchrist.com or from the links provided on our podcast episodes. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers and support. God bless you. Our scripture reference from today comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 1. I will begin at verse 6. The Apostle Paul says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I trying to win the approval of men? Or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. I am shocked that you are turning away from what you know to be the truth and listening to another form of the gospel. What he's saying there is that's when people who aren't even in tune with God try to take the word of God and educate you, and they have no relationship with the Lord. They pull certain parts of the scripture. That's what he's talking about. See, that's that other gospel. That's where people are just taking what they need. They open up the Bible and they find something that fits their particular situation, and they have no relationship with the Lord. We're not supposed to then accept commercial forms of gospel that fits the needs and motives of people who are trying to pull us off bounds. It's a false truth. Satan did it with Jesus, so we know that the enemy will try to do it with us. He didn't quote the scripture directly when he was tempting Jesus on the mountain. He used part of the scripture. So what the enemy does is he uses enough for us to recognize that, well, yeah, that's what the word of God says. But he takes it totally and clearly out of context. That's what is being talked about here. And his life does not exemplify that of a follower of Christ. That's what Paul says. I'm just astonished. You're not even requiring this person to be walking in the light. This person is walking in darkness. And you're allowing him to use parts of the gospel. He says, I'm astonished with that. How can you do that? That's one of those moments. That's the type of moment that this is. But the Lord says that even if the angels from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. With the exclamation point, I might add. That's how strong of a statement it is. When the enemy would try to use and pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are supposed to most definitely walk away from that. Confusion is not of God. And anytime confusion comes within our midst, that should definitely be a yellow flag. And the reason why I say yellow initially and not red is because we're human and sometimes you can get confused about things. But then that's when we pray and we seek God for the clarity. But if it escalates beyond confusion to disruption, if it escalates beyond confusion to the path of destruction, then we know where the origin of that confusion came from,
And then that becomes a red flag. And we have to understand that. We have to know it and we have to call it for what it is. If all of a sudden our peace leaves us and we've been walking in peace, we have disruption around us. The work of God that we're trying to do, someone is trying to stop it or someone's trying to pull you out of bounds. That's when we know that we are dealing with the spirit of the evil one. We're dealing with the spirit of the enemy. It's time now for boldness. We got to step up. I know you all have heard the fruitful conversation, some of you, in which we're talking about casting our breads upon the waters. It's to let us know to stop being idle and stop being paralyzed by the things of this world to where we can't act upon what God has ordained for us to do. It's to let us know that the enemy and all his people are being very bold now. It is okay now to relish in your bad behaviors, to relish in your evil ways. And no one is going to call that out because it's totally acceptable. The standards by which we live now are plummeting every day. And that's why we as Christians have to live by God's standard, because that's what God has called us to do. Be not tossed from here and there. Seek the direction of the Lord for clarity. The Lord says man makes his plans, but God orders his steps. We most definitely always leave room for the Holy Spirit to redirect our steps in divine order. Divine order that's going to result in peace, that's going to result in love, that's going to result in still being able to move forward in the body of Christ and move forward whatever work it is that God has you to do. It doesn't pull you off. Stop listening to the voices of the world and start listening to what God has to say. That's what we have to do, because I'm telling you, we have too much word in us. We have been given too much knowledge for us now to be perishing. The Lord says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. But when you have been given knowledge and you know, you have to walk in that knowledge. We have to walk in it even when it seems unpopular. Just continue to walk the path that God has set for us. The Word of God tells us that narrow is the path that leads to righteousness, and only a few find it. But there's a whole lot of people on that wide path, and that's what the enemy does. Perhaps you're traveling a narrow road and it's isolated right now. And it seems like you're the only one on that road. You're the only one traveling that particular trek of highway right now. And so the enemy then will have you pass a very busy intersection where it's a whole lot of people on that path. And you might look for a minute and say, wow, there's a whole lot of people over there. And it seems like they're having a good time. And here I am over here on this path all by myself. But God says, you're walking along the right path, because that path, that wide path, will lead to destruction, as the Word of God says. Don't let anyone pull you off of the teaching. That's what the Word of God is telling us. Don't let anybody trip you up, throw you into confusion. Is something wrong with my mind? Consider the source. If you're confused after having a conversation with somebody that has no regard for God, do not follow the things of the Lord, try to change the gospel that you already know, then that's pretty clear. We are supposed to be telling them what thus say the Lord and trusting God for the outcomes. And even if it's someone dear to you and you want to see their lives changed, you want to see their hearts changed for the Lord, then you know what? You got to speak the truth to them, and you got to trust God for the outcome. And it may not happen right away. It may not even happen in your lifetime. But the bottom line is, you do what God have called you to do by upholding the truth and leave the outcome to the Lord. Leave it to the Lord, because then you will be found faithful in the eyes of God. Who are we trying to please? Are we trying to please God? Or are we trying to please man?
Hi, this is Pastor Melvin. We hope you've been uplifted by the word today. We hope you were blessed. But you know, I want to talk to you about the urgency and the importance of being right with Christ. Romans 10, beginning at verse 8, gives us instruction. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Are you willing to give your heart today? If so, repeat after me. Dear Lord, I admit this day that I am a sinner in need of your forgiveness. I believe that you are the atoning sacrifice for my sins and that you died on the cross to pave the way to eternal life. I ask you, come into my heart and make me whole again through the power of your resurrection, that I may be born again and enter into the fellowship of the universal body of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Welcome to the family.
And stay planted in the Lord. This is very important. So God bless you.